We've been waiting for an NSYNC reunion for 20 years. Will it ever happen? That's what I'll be talking about today. I'm Isabel Richardson. Welcome to my podcast show, Music is My Jam. This is part two of my series, Get NSYNC. Before I start my rambling, we have a quick ad. I'm promoting NSYNC today because I feel like it. NSYNC is honestly an amazing band, and they make so many people happy, and they're so fun, and their music is so much fun to listen to. So go listen to NSYNC, but after listening to my podcast, obviously. All right, welcome back to the show. We have a special guest, my good friend and brother, Bam. Hi, Bam. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing pretty good. So, Bam, who's your favorite member of NSYNC?
I'm going to have to say Justin Timberlake.
Why do you like Justin?
Because he has curly blonde hair, and he has no chest hair like me. And when I was young, I had blonde hair.
Yeah, okay. All right, then. So, Bam, do you think that NSYNC should have a reunion?
I mean, they should. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, they write really good songs. They work together as a team.
Yep.
And I really like the song that they did in Spanish. I mean, like, it takes me like 2 years to learn one simple word of Spanish. Mm-hmm. It probably took them like 2 weeks to learn Spanish. I mean, like, that's hardcore, man. Hardcore.
Definitely, yeah. I really appreciate that song. The song was This I Promise You. They did that in Spanish. They didn't just have somebody do a cover in Spanish. They actually learned that song in Spanish. I think that's really impressive. So, Bam, what are your favorite songs by NSYNC?
I'm going to have to say I Want You Back and Space Cowboy.
Yes, I love Space Cowboy. Yeah, those are probably my two favorite too as well. I also like the song Selfish. It's on a Celebrity album. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, thanks for coming on the show, Bam. I really appreciate it, and I hope you come back soon.
Okay.
Okay, before we go on to our next part, we have a quick ad. So I'm promoting Walmart, just because I feel like it. Honestly, I like Walmart a lot. I think they have a wider variety of things. They have more NSYNC t-shirts than most stores. That's the main reason I like them. And they're also cheaper. So go to Walmart really early in the morning or really late at night. It's less crowded that way, in my opinion. Alright, we're back. So in 2019, for Coachella, JC, Lance, Joey, and Chris reunited and performed with Ariana Grande. I think it was awesome that they got together and did some old songs and had a fun time, but it would have been better with Justin. Without Justin, there's NSYNC. There's no N. Justin is a vital part of NSYNC. He was one of the lead singers. The Coachella performance was awesome, but it wasn't anything without Justin. So I think that NSYNC should get back together for at least a concert. The fans have been waiting for something to happen for 20 years. I know some of the members might not want to get to back together, but it was heartbreaking the way NSYNC ended. The fans, and maybe even the members of NSYNC, deserve this and want this reunion, some closure. I saw a couple articles written in February 2020 that talked about JC doing his research for a potential NSYNC reunion, but then COVID happened. So I'm hoping that NSYNC will reunite and do a tour or an album once COVID slows down. I believe there are vaccines being worked on and being tested, so this might slow down and be under control around springtime. Of course, we probably still have to be careful and be clean, but it would still be better than being in quarantine. Oh, look at the time. It's time for Which One, where you guys choose the artist. So last episode, we had Michael Jackson and the Beatles version of Come Together. And the winner was the Beatles. So this time, we have a song More Than a Feeling. Boston and NSYNC both did a version of it. Honestly, I don't have a preference. Surprising, right? So, in the Boston version, it has the awesome guitar and the intensity, while NSYNC has the harmonies and the voices. So you can go to my Instagram page, musicismyjam_podcast, and vote for which one you like better. So back to why NSYNC should reunite. So like I talked about in episode 1, if you haven't listened to that, I suggest you do. Justin just left the group and he started his solo career while the other guys waited for a reunion. So I think since the separation was so sudden and left everyone in shock, the fans deserve at least a song, like the guys sing together or they at least hang out. I would love if I could just see them together again. That was an NSYNC reference. Anyways, Zelda has passed his own podcast. And earlier this year, last year, in March, he had NSYNC Week. And he interviewed all the guys. He has different episodes for each of the guys. I do suggest listening to that, but it's more for mature people, so I warned you about that, and you can't yell at me for anything. It was so much fun listening to their stories when they were together, and it was nice to hear them talking with each other and having fun. But I think it'd be really fun if they broke out some old outfits, like the matching outfits or the kind of crazy ones, and they learned their dances again and performed all their favorite NSYNC songs. I'm sure all the fans would love that, and I think the NSYNC members would have fun with that. And if you watch, like, old videos of them on YouTube or Instagram, they look like they're having so much fun, and they look like they love being around each other. When they're together, you can't help but smile because they have so much energy, and they just feed off each other. And when they sing, they're so in sync. So, I follow a couple of fan pages on Instagram, and there's always talk of the fans, you know, saving up for a reunion and saving money for a tour that might or may not happen. I think that's a good idea. Lance has talked about wanting to do a reunion. Also, when I was writing the script for this episode, I got a notification that Lance, Joey, and Chris had posted something on Instagram, and they had all posted the same picture of them three hanging out. I was literally in the middle of writing the script, and I was thinking, I don't see any hope, and then my phone lit up. And I looked, and they had posted the picture. I looked at the comments, and everyone was freaking out. And I was like, what is going on? I was so excited. It's so nice to see them together. Because you see these old pictures of them together. And if you see a picture of just one of them, you still know that the others are still around, you know. And so now to look at their Instagram, it's a little strange seeing them without the others. So seeing them together is so exciting, and it makes me so happy. So I'm thinking that they're planning something. Maybe JC and Justin will hang out with them soon, too. So when I first started writing this script, I thought there's no chance that anything is going to happen. But since they posted on Instagram, my stance has totally changed. So I really hope that something happens and that they hang out more. So anyways, when I listened to Chris's interview on Lance's podcast, oh my gosh, Lance should seriously sponsor me. I'm talking so much about his podcast. Anyways, so they talked about how they think people miss JC's voice. He has an amazing voice. I miss him being active, I guess is how I would put it. He rarely posts on his Instagram. I hadn't heard about him being in any shows or movies or doing anything lately. So what I thought for a while is that JC wasn't doing anything. And to listen to Lance's podcast, Lance also had JC for his podcast. And they talked about how JC is very private. But he's also very busy and apparently works in a studio all the time. So I guess he is doing some things, but he just doesn't talk about it like the other guys do. I understand he might want to be more private and have a more private life, but I think all the fans miss him. We'll talk more about that in the next episode also, about how JC has a great voice and his solo career. So not only do we miss JC, but we miss NSYNC. I think if JC was together with the guys, he would make more music. Also, when JC went on Lance's podcast, he didn't really disregard the reunion idea. So there's no definitive answer. So there's a possibility of a reunion, but there's also a possibility of disappointment. So honestly, I don't see any downsides to a reunion. They would be with their best friends, their brothers. They're very close. When Chris was interviewed for Lance's podcast, oh my gosh. Seriously, someone tell Lance to sponsor me. I should be making money for this, honestly. Anyways, so Chris called him his little brother, and he talked about how the group is so close and how the group chat, and they talk all the time. So I'm sure they would love to be together again. Also, they'd probably make a bunch of money since fans have waited for this, and some have been saving money for a reunion. So that's why I think NSYNC should reunite. And before I end this episode, we have our next segment, Song Challenge. Last time we had a song with a color in the title, and today we have a song with a number in the title. The song I can think of is Number 9 Dream by John Lennon. It's a kind of trippy song, but it's cool. I like it. So if you just lay in bed and you have a good pair of headphones and you lay there with your eyes closed, it's so calming. So I suggest that song. Next episode, I'll be talking about solo careers. It will be the third and last part of my series, Get in Sync. Then I believe after that, I'll be doing an episode on the Beatles. Maybe I'll do another series. Also, I think as I release more episodes, they might get longer, you know, as I get more comfortable with it and more used to it. I also think I'll, you know, become better at speaking and not mess up as much as I release more episodes and just get more confident. So, anyways, thanks for listening to Music Is My Jam, where we talk everything music because music is everything.